As reliable as Russell Brand during his drug-induced days, it's Alfalfa's Premiership Show. Yes, yes, I know, I missed last week's show. I didn't record it, sorry. I mean, it might have something to do with the fact that Blackpool beating Liverpool at Anfield, deservedly so. Chelsea derailing Arsenal's Premiership title challenge, and Man United drawing with Sunderland, having the sewage pipe ripping open above them, and so it's literally raining turd all over them. Oh dear. But anyway, I thought I'd concentrate with this week on Premiership's reflections. You know, as Usher would say, these are his confessions, these are my reflections. Kicking off with the story that has dominated this week and last week, Liverpool's ownership battle. Martin Broughton claiming that Liverpool board have agreed to sell Liverpool Football Club to New England Sports Ventures, NESV, who is in turn owned by John W. Henry, who owns the Boston Red Sox. Anyhow, NESV have got a very good reputation in turning round fallen giants, sleeping giants. However, the current two owners, Hicks and Gillette, say no, that is not legal because they have reconstituted the board with Mac Hicks. What a cool name, Mac Hicks. Mac Hicks is coming into town. Anyhow, it's gone to court and it's going to be down to whether Martin Broughton's claiming he has some papers saying that when he became chairman, he was the only person entitled to change the board, and Hicks and Gillette are disputing this. So, to add to context, some guy called Peter Lin, a Singapore billionaire, has now stepped forward to say, hey, I've got £320 million to spend. That's £20 million more than NESV are willing to have offered. And he's saying that he's going to wipe all debt with his own cash money. I mean, seriously, does anyone have that sort of money bowling about in their briefcase? I don't know. It's just it's a very, very poignant time because this sort of ends an era of commercialism. And I think when Liverpool do come out of this, the business model will be completely different. Hopefully it will be akin to Arsenal's, who I think within 20 years will be definitely at the very least challenging Man United in terms of their revenue. Also in my reflections week, West Ham and Spurs are battling it out for the Olympic Stadium. I think West Ham should be favourites in this case because I think they're more receptive to having it open for athletics and other events, where Spurs seem to be focused on it just being a football stadia and no more. That said, Leighton Orient, I heard the chairman on Radio 5 Live saying that he's going to put a block on anything, try and stop some things, because effectively he feels that Leighton Orient will be threatened as fans may be sort of swayed to go over to the new Olympic Stadium to support West Ham or Spurs or another club. Although I think the deadline for proposals has now passed. And well, finally for this week, it's bad tackles. Nigel de Jong's challenge on Hatem Ben Arfa, which subsequently meant he broke his fibula, has attracted a lot of attention. Marseille actually threatening to sue Nigel de Jong, and his national coach, don't make me say it, Per van Marwijk, has actually dropped him because of that challenge. I think there's a lot of negativity involved because, quite frankly, that crazy kung fu kick, which is also borderline comical, at the same time extremely dangerous, that he done on Xabi Alonso in the World Cup final, went unpunished. I know Howard Webb said had he seen it, I'm pretty sure he did see it, he would have sent him off. But I think as a result, it's a way that it's been exacerbated. However, I do think he challenges a bit over the top, but I do think, as a result, he will tone down his challenges from now on. Whether that will affect his performance is another matter. I think there's a sort of similarities between Rooney's aggression and the fact that that's gone. He's not seen to be that sort of player he is at the moment. Anyhow, that's all for this week because I'm going to enjoy the weather. Actually, it's quite cold out there. But if you do actually want to listen to a good radio talk show, then Russell Brand is back on TalkSport Saturdays 9 till 10. That's all I'll say. I started with him, I'll finish with him. Bye.